Seinfeld. So, Taiwo, how are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Bukola. Very well, thank you. Good, good, good. Eventful.
Eventful.
Yes, it was eventful. Yes. I thought I would be able to get some rest, but I ended up working, you know, till pretty late last night. So yeah,
it happens sometimes.
Yes, Lagos. Good morning, Lagos. This is still the business half hour in partnership with Naira Metrics. My name remains Taiwo Oyewole, and I'm here with two interesting gentlemen. They're serial entrepreneurs. Maybe just under a year ago, launched a new venture. It's in the identity management space as well as in the employee and payroll management space. They'll introduce themselves in just a bit, but I find it interesting that what they're trying to solve is something that everybody else grapples with. So who's this neighbor? Who's this next guy sitting next to me? Or who's this guy? Or who's this customer that you know, that this... bank owns, you know, from what SIM card data to what to national identity card, driver's license, international passports. But they seem to have a solution, a long-term view of this, and seeing how they can help solve this. So I'll let them introduce themselves. Gentlemen,
so can we meet you?
Cool. So thanks a lot, guys, for having us. Really appreciate it. My name is Chidozie David Okonkwo. I'm here from Anambra via East London. A street rat. Been in Lagos for about 6 years or so. And as Taiwo said, been involved in a few businesses, had the privilege to be involved in a few businesses. I'm really trying to focus on solving problems. I think Evan will introduce himself in a second. But for us, it's really been about, can we add value and can we solve problems? That's really what we're about, and that's what we continue to focus on.
Okay.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Ebon Kubanjo. Born in Abeokuta, grew up in New Jersey. Came back a couple of years ago and got very excited about Nigeria and Lagos. And there's a tendency to look at Lagos and see all the problems, but to take a flip side of that is to see all the opportunities that exist. And the last 7 years, we've seen so much just amazing things happen in this market. A lot of people have paid a heavy price for it, but we continue to be so inspired by the stories that we hear every day, what we've seen in our personal businesses, we've seen with our friends, and so love to solve problems. We have a bunch of companies. Some of you probably use some of them. Some of you probably like us. Some of you most likely don't, especially me. But it's awesome. We love what we do.
But it's quite interesting. You used the word inspired there, because a lot of times when you walk on the streets of Lagos, all you hear people do is complain. Things aren't working. No, you know, there's no money in town. You can't start with a business. And you know, people just go on and on. But you talked about the word inspired. How come you could use that word? Has it been easy? Has it been tough? What has it been like? Because I know you had to leave to come.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'd have probably heard stories about doing business in Nigeria is the worst thing that can happen to you.
Yeah. I mean, so I think I have to be careful, you know, because I always say this to Chidozie, that we're not the average market. You know, we are lucky. We won the ovarian lottery. We were able to have we did, right? Because from a Maslowian perspective, we don't have to worry about food and shelter and all these different things, and it frees you up to think about higher level problems that you want to solve. So it's maybe offensive to the person that's looking for food and looking for water that we would look at this and see a laboratory on wheels and a playground. But it doesn't take away from the fact that if I look at whatever talent that I have or whatever talent that Chidozie has, where are they best utilized? Is it in London? Is it in New York? I don't think so. I think those talents are better utilized here, because the basic problems have been solved in the UK. They've been solved in the US, but here we're still grappling with some real fundamental problems that have to be solved. And if you are excited about doing consequential work, then this is a place to be. So I guess that's the exciting part of it. It doesn't take away from the fact that it's difficult, mm-hmm. and it doesn't take away from the fact that some days you will feel like quitting. But yeah, I think.
So yes. A good start. So you've been inspired to start three businesses.
Yeah.
You started which one first? The fitness, the gym first, or the laundromat first?
No, so we did Easy Wash.
Easy Wash first. Mm-hmm. Then you do what?
Fitness Central.
And now you're doing Verify, which is what we're here to talk about today.
Yes. Verify, yeah.
What is Verify? I mean, you want to tell us a bit about Verify?
Okay, yeah. So Verify, in a nutshell, is a cloud-based solution that brings together salaries and benefits in a way never done before in Nigeria. We have a real opportunity and a real problem, right? And it came about because of the problem that we had. So in Easy Wash and in Fitness Central, we came to the market having been very used to digital solutions. So using cloud-based services to optimize everything on the back end, right? And as a small business, that's important because it allows you to do more with less. But when we came to Nigeria, we realized, yeah, we could continue using Google AdWords. We could continue using all sorts of apps to optimize our business. But the one area we could not was around paying salaries. And we realized very quickly that this was not just a problem for us. It was a problem for everyone in our circle, writing checks, doing mandate letters, having to create pay slips for our guys, trying to sort our health insurance. Like, it was a nightmare. And we realized very quickly that, you know what, there's something here. There's an opportunity. And more importantly, there's a conversation to be had with the market around how do you bring salaries and benefits together, but how does that fit into a wider conversation about digitizing SMEs in Nigeria and transparency and data and all the rest of it. So it was really about an inlay into a much bigger conversation.
But when I hear the name Verify, it doesn't really say, oh, it's about paying salaries. It doesn't say anything. So I guess there's another side of the business, or there are two other sides of the business, you know. So Verify, the payment, the payroll platform being your primary product, but you have got two other legs to the business. Am I correct?
Yes. So I think origin stories are fascinating.
Yes.
And there is conversations that we're having with our investors on whether we should change the name of the company or whether we should keep the name of the company. But we started off trying to solve a different problem. And that's the beauty of problems, right? Because if you actually follow the signals, you realize that they're so rich and so layered that the problem that we thought that we were trying to solve had a foundational bit that hadn't been solved, and we had to go back to that foundational bit, which is where we found ourselves dealing with the salaries and benefits conversation. So you're right in that the name does not fit, and Verify might have an identity.
No, I didn't say it didn't fit. I said it doesn't ring a bell. No, I didn't say it.
No, I think you're fair because this is a conversation that we have all the time. It has an identity crisis because it would be much easier if you take the Western competitors, I wouldn't say competitors, but the Western comps like ADP, Paychex, or I mean, Gusto doesn't quite fit.
Gusto doesn't fit.
But like, if you take Paychex, it makes a lot of sense. Mm. Paychex sounds like something payments related. Verify doesn't. So we do try to say pay by Verify. just to try. But yeah, it's...
But run us through your two other products. Yeah, I think, you know, and I talked about identity management. There's one you have. What's that about?
Oh, so it's...
That's the one that comes to mind when I hear Verify.
I know. So we sent you this screenshot this morning. And one of the beauties, and maybe I can go off slightly on a tangent here and talk about how we've been able to use data from Verify to do something slightly differently. So we process salaries for a bunch of different companies. And like I said, at some point this week, we are going to cross 1 billion naira in money's process.
Brilliant. Is,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Everyone's given us t-shirts in the studio.
Yep.
We'll take a picture, and so you can see the studio there. But it just has blank zeros. That's nine zeros. That's all it is. So it's a billion.
Yeah.
So you can put any figure you want in front of it.
No. So right now we're in the billion naira club. Paystack, please feel free to verify it for us. But that's
a remarkable achievement. How many customers do you have?
I always find myself saying that's an interesting question because customers is live customers, active, mm-hmm. churned. Mm-hmm. So altogether, about 650 companies have signed up for the product. Not all have used it. So about a third are currently active.
Okay.
I would say another third churned from a mixture of the tech failed them. So our product was not the best when it launched. It's way better now. But when people don't have a good first experience with the product, they're more likely to churn. And the third bit was the payments part.
So how does this work? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's really simple. I mean, basically, it's a cloud-based solution. Mm-hmm. So as a company, you would go onto our website, which is www.verify.ng, verify with an I, /pay. And once you go onto that site, you'll see Pay by Verify. And from there, you sign up. It takes 2 minutes to sign up. And once you sign up, you essentially then just onboard your employees. So let's take a practical example. You have 10 employees. Those 10 employees will have salary payments. They have maybe some health insurance and different things. So you upload their details onto the site. Very, very quick and simple to do. And then you'll set up a direct debit link with your bank. So it means that at the end of the month, you can now make an automated payment. Now, that process, for someone that was listening to this from the West, would just be like, what? Like, that's basic. Like, that's been done for 30 years. You know, ADP launched in 1960-something. But the reality is that in this part of the world, that's still a major problem and a major headache and pain point for our clients. And beyond that, I think just to touch on that point before, of how digitization allows you to do more with less. You know, if I think about that same company with 10 people, you know, if they wanted to do health insurance because they said, okay, you know what, I'm tired of staff coming to me and saying that, oh, I was sick and I need 20K, I need 30K, you know, I need to take days off work. I want to get them health insurance. I want to make sure that I know my cost every month and it's capped. The problem is that employer with 10 employees has to typically, with the current setup with HMOs, pay up front for the year. So they may need to pay like $500,000 up front. Now that's a major, major cash crunch for a small business. Now with our platform, they can pay monthly. We allow them to actually use one of our products, Health Access, which is part of Pay by Verify, and you can pay monthly. So you're getting the benefit that a big company would get as a small company.
Okay.
So for us, that's what it's really about. It's about saying, how can you do more with less? How can we help you use tech to leverage and be more efficient and operate like a big company?
Payroll automation, essentially. That's what you're about. And you're then adding additional services, ancillary services that they might find useful, you know, in there. Is it finding the right kind of developers? Because you mentioned, Ebu, earlier that it's a lot better now than when you started out. So how did you find the right kind of staff from developers to the guys, the front office, for business development? How do you even market your product?
So the thing was, I think because Verify, we were not sure if we were going to build a company out of this. Now we have two really fast growing companies, Easy Wash and Fitness Central, play at number one in the fields, and we were not looking for this problem. So it found us. And seriously, I remember when I was talking to Jose about, you'll see, let's do this. And he just looked at me like, man, I'm not getting divorced, dude. Like, get away. get away from me. I'm not doing it. But, you know, we were lucky in the sense that I haven't had successes in the past. It was much easier to get people to pay attention to you.
Okay.
It was much easier to now say, hey, I'm looking for these resources. I'm looking for this funding. I'm looking for that.
So you're already in the sort of like a pool. You already access like a pool.
Yeah.
You're telling about. So I mean, really, again, let's as an extension to that, how easy was it to raise funding from the first venture to Verify now, their third venture?
It's never easy.
That's the thing. It never is.
So it didn't improve. It wasn't easier.
No. So I wouldn't say that, right? See, I mean,
yeah.
What do you think?
That's the thing. It's like.
It's like it's you start
easier,
all over.
It's easier in some respects, but it's harder in others. So for instance, you know, if you walk it back and look at the beginning, right, and you say, okay, the first investment round you ever do, it's, you know, your friends and family. It's basically ride or die. Those people that have been with you forever and they trust
angel
you.
Angel investors.
I wouldn't even. It's even before angels. It's literally like it's your boy from college that like does $2,000.
Just taking a punt.
Just like you know what? You've always had your head screwed on. You've always been hardworking. Okay, take it. Stop calling me.
Or in my case, you're mad enough. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
To make it work.
You know, but then I think the reality is that kind of like E said, it's. I think fundraising is always a bit of a challenge. You one of the things that helps is that you have now a bit of a track record, but you're still going to something new. A new venture is a new venture. That's the reality. So even Jeff Bezos, you know, it's going to do Blue Origin. It's easier because it's done Amazon, but it's still space. So at the end of the day, you've still got to convince people on that proposition. So I think fundraising implicitly is hard. I think anyone that says it isn't is probably not doing it right.
We're going on a quick break right now. When we'll come back, we'll talk a bit more about your goals for the year, where you see Verify, and how you hope to be able to help small businesses grow better, manage their payroll better. This is still Business Half Hour powered by Narrometrics. We'll be right back.
All right, still with us. It's Classic FM 97.3. Just tuning in, it's Business Half Hour here on Classic FM 97.3. Taiwo in the studio with me, and also from Verify, Chidozie and Ebro. Okay, back to you, Taiwo.
Welcome back to Business Half Hour powered by Narrometrics. Interesting conversations here with Ebro and Chidozie. I think we rounded off with how raising funds, you know, and sort of was that easier from your first venture till now, you know. Let's talk a bit about, so where do you see yourselves, I mean, with regards to Verify, where do you see Verify in another 5 years, another 10 years? I know you say you have 600 odd registered users or clients, and about a third of those actually are active, you know, in that sense there. What are your plans for growth? You know, we never really hear about you guys, so
yeah, I don't
know.
So I think that's fair, because we always say to folks, we still have some fundamental problems that we have to solve. So if you look at, like Chidozie said, the current process is fragmented. If you're a company, you have a conversation with your employees in that you pay them salaries. And then you have a conversation with the PFAs in that you pay pensions. And then you have a conversation with the government in that you pay taxes. Conversation with the HMOs, you pay health insurance. So you're having four or five different conversations. They're super fragmented and incredibly inefficient. One of the things that we're trying to do is to bring all of this down to one place so that with a single click of a button, you can pay. Once that money comes in, people use that. And, you know, I always say to those, this is perhaps my favorite company. Sorry to all our other investors. This is my favorite company because at the end of a month, we get to push.
You're allowed to have a furry child, you know.
You know,
just don't say it out.
But the thing is that, so we get to push this button. And when we push the button, money goes out to someone. And that person gets to use that money to pay rent, take care of their mom, and do all these different things. But the part of it, we are going to have to make more sense of salaries because, one, taxation payee is a function of what we earn. We know that payee participation today is low. We believe that we can be we can help in that problem. We can help increase the amount of people that pay payee. That would require us to have a conversation with government.
With the FIRS. They'll be your best friends if you're able to help them increase that.
We are having the conversation.
Or LIRS or whatever state government.
With all the different bodies. Yeah. And we've been very impressed with how receptive they are. We also want to be careful to make sure that we're not an agent of a government. But at the same time, we want to help facilitate this conversation because we believe that if it's easier for states to collect taxes, then, you know, if services are funded by the people, that's the highest form of participatory democracy, if we pay taxes to fund our government. Likewise, if we look at pensions, there's going to come a day when we will not be able to work anymore. Are we saving adequately? We know that today, the PENCOM Act has had about 8 million lives registered, 3 million people actively participating, 64 million people in the labor force. So we know that there are some inadequacies there. So it's, how do you tackle these conversations? By having a conversation with PENCOM? How do you do it by having a conversation with FIRS and LIRS? How do you do this by having a conversation with the different health insurance companies and all these different things? Then do you,
so your
do you,
point of convergence, you're saying Verify is the point of convergence.
It that
makes
is,
not just makes it easier for you.
You are a much smarter man than I am. Because you just said everything, that I've said in the last 5 minutes, you just summed it up to one single word.
No, but I just used everything you said. If you hadn't said anything, so I don't know what to say, which means you explained it very well. So
you essentially said everything that I said.
No, okay, you want to add something to this?
Just one quick thing on that, right? Just to say that I think, you know, when we think about salaries and benefits in Nigeria, I think often as SMEs, we just think of it as, I'm just paying my 5 people, I'm just paying my 10 people, my 6 people, whatever it is. But I think what we want to do is have a conversation and help SMEs and the whole country understand this is a much wider conversation. The labor market is so important. If you look at the US, every month, the US Department of Labor releases non-farm payroll. Now, for those that don't know that are listening, it's essentially the number of jobs that were added for that month. It excludes agriculture because that's quite seasonal and cyclical, but it essentially gives you a real indicator on how the economy is moving. If you look at the US equity market, gold, the US dollar, and see how it moves when those numbers are released, it's staggering. Now, those numbers are powered by a company called ADP in the US. ADP did like $14 billion in revenue last year.
That's in dollars, not
in
naira.
Dollars.
Just
exactly.
So there's no confusion.
Not in naira, in dollars.
On,
$15 billion in revenue last year, and they processed payroll for about 15,000 companies. Now, that information is helping foreign investors invest in the US, domestic investors. It's facilitating trade. So for us, we see ourselves in the long term. Verify is a very, very, very consequential company. And I say that with no arrogance or irony. I think it's important.
And then the one quick thing I just wanted to say is that, so C and I, we lived in there abroad.
And, like they always say.
We live in there abroad. But like, so let's say I went to rent an apartment in Brooklyn. I would just go to a landlord. He would run my social security number, which we think would be perhaps for the BVN. And then I would show him my pay stubs from the last 6 months. And it would say pay first month, last month, and that's it. And I get to move into the apartment much easier. Right now in Nigeria, you have to pay a year up front just because the landlord is not certain that you will be able to pay. Mm-hmm. Now, we believe that by collecting this salary data, being able to show historicals, being able to show trends, landlords, not even just landlords, we think that we can move the society from a prepaid society into a postpaid one, because if that data exists and we can look at long-term trends, you've been at the same company for the last 6 years, how much risk do you present to a landlord? How much risk do you present to a bank? How much risk do you present to whoever? Those are things that really excite us. So when we see the future for this company, we see us not just being able to have that convergence in terms of simplifying business processes around salaries and benefits. But we also see an ability, hopefully, to help power a branch of consumer lending, which is that we'll be able to help people who take risk make decisions around, you know,
the information you get to produce.
The information that we've had on individuals over a long period of time.
I love your passion. But, you know, we're always constrained for time. Bukola, that's our show for today.
Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
See you.